WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New York continues to hit New Jersey where it hurts, in the wallet. On Wednesday, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board gave a thumbs up to charging commuters $15 for entering Manhattan below 60th Street. MTA board member David Mack voted against the plan because he's worried it will hurt the New York economy.
My concern is a vibrant city coming out of COVID, the vacancy rate of office buildings, the major companies leaving New York.
Governor Murphy is blasting the approval, saying the MTA's actions are further proof that they are determined to violate the law in order to balance their budget on the backs of New Jersey commuters. He vows to continue the fight against what he calls a blatant cash grab. To help close the gap in self-health care and improve health outcomes, Englewood Health implemented its overdue screening mammogram campaign in 2023, which used two-way text message reminders for women who were overdue for their breast screenings. The method proved effective, says Executive Vice President Helene Wolk.
The text ultimately gets more attention than maybe crowded inbox in our email or snail mail. I think it raises that level of urgency, and particularly when it's focused on your health, that would capture your attention, and I think this study proves that.
She says not only does the text remind women to schedule their overdue mammograms, it also includes a link making it easy for self-scheduling appointments. The Powerball jackpot has increased to $935 million after no one matched the six numbers drawn. The Powerball jackpot has been growing for months since the last winner on New Year's Day. Winners usually opt for a cash payout, which, for the next drawing, would be an estimated $449.7 million. Is your kid involved in youth sports? From parents behaving badly on the sidelines to kids feeling pressured to play through injuries, today's young athletes are facing more than just performance anxiety. We've put together the Garden State's top youth sports experts, coaches, and medical professionals for a discussion about the issues facing today's young athletes. Watch it on our Facebook page, NJ1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5 tonight at 7. How much more rain will we get? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Join the conversation anytime at 1-800-283-1015 or message us right on our app, New Jersey 101.5.
Earlier crash is now cleared on the Garden State Parkway northbound, approaching exit 120 in Lawrence Harbor, and the delays have eased out. Now, we have construction work in South Brunswick until 5 this evening. This will cause some slowdowns. It's on the shoulder of Route 1 southbound between Dean's Lane and New Road. And in Lakewood, we have a new road layout in effect in both directions on Route 9 between Cross and Prospect Streets until 1 in the afternoon. In Cranford, a car crashed into a building. You want to avoid Springfield Avenue in both directions between North Avenue East and Union Avenue. And also we have Cherry Hill Road closed in Princeton in both directions between Andrews Lane and Stewart Road for construction work. Remember, we're going to be stuck with that until April 4th. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report, 1218 on New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages that you deserve? Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com. That's fight, the number 4, yourrights.com, or call 732-704-4020.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. For about the seventh time in 2024, it's a soaking wet day. Over an inch of rain falling along the southern and eastern edges of the state today. So, umbrellas up, windshield wipers on, and watch out for those big puddles. Now, this afternoon, it looks like the rain will gradually dial back as things shift offshore. Still not a real pretty day. Temperatures going nowhere. Highs around 50. Showers will end for good this evening. Then we'll see clearing skies as the wind kicks up overnight. Low temperatures in the chilly upper 30s. Tomorrow will be sunny and dry, but also windy with gusts over 30 miles an hour. Highs in the lower to mid 50s. There will be a shower chance on Saturday, just a brief one. Otherwise, clouds and sun and highs in the mid 50s. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
Right now, Flemington is 48, Freehold 47. Pennsville is 50. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by Master Attic. Hearing noises in your attic or smell something coming up from your crawl space, you need Master Attic. They do it all. They seal off road and entry points, remediate any damaged insulation, and install new insulation. Go to masterattic.com or call them at 800-285-4009.